我们简单的复习啊，我们学习过的《哥林多后书》。
Let's do a simple review of what we learned so far regarding Second Corinthians.
Next slide, 我们学习到这个哥林多教的位置在哪里。
And we learned the location of the Church of Corinth.
Next slide, 我们啊，发现到它那个时间的一个行程。
And we also learned the timeline.
他有三次访问哥林多教，应该有三次去拜访哥林多教。
Paul visited the Church in Corinth three times.
第一次去建立教会。
The first time to establish the church.
第二次解决问题没办法解决。
The second to resolve the problems he had pending.
派提摩太去也没办法解决。
And he sent Timothy without any resolution.
派提托去解决了。
But with Titus, the problem was resolved.
第三次他就计划要去，所以写哥林多后书。
And the third time was his planning to go to Corinth, and that is why he wrote Second Corinthians.
下个 slide 啊，我们看到他本来在特罗亚要去找。提多回来报告啊，但是啊没有找到。
When Paul was in trust, he was looking for Titus to hear a report from the Church of Corinth, but he did not find Titus.
因为心急啊，所以就跨海到马其顿去。
Because he was feeling anxious, he crossed the sea to Macedonia.
这个中文哈、哦，那个逗点那个不是啦，他想去马其顿以提多，以提多，现在想去马提顿呐、啊、哈、哦，然后应该看嘛，以提多在特罗亚会合，但没有遇到他。所以、哦、如果你看到中文看起来很奇怪，你一定要看英文嘿，因为英文、中文是别人帮我翻的，我没有改，那英文是我自己写的，所以如果你发觉到这个看不懂，你要看英文。
And if you can look at the English, because this is the original version, the Chinese is a translation from the English.
好，那所以后来提多就从哥林多往北走到马其顿去啊。遇到了保罗保罗就得到了安慰报告好消息
so, Titus went from Corinth to Macedonia and there he met Paul to give him the good news
那这本书啊是有很多的自我辩白
and there is a lot of self-exposition from Paul in this book
很多的一个自我情感的描述
it is a very personal and emotional
把他的心里都掏出来掏心掏肺给同龄来看
and Paul pours out his heart for the believers to see
他最安慰的就是看到哥林多教会能够解决问题为他们放心
his greatest comfort is that the problem they had before was resolved
这是下个 slide 好我们再下个 slide 那结果我们谈过了
We talked about the structure as well.
第一章到第七章呢，主要就是谈行程。
Chapter 1 to 7 talk about the itinerary.
那这个章中穿插着保罗的 missionary.
And inserted within this itinerary there is the Paul ministry.
那八章到九章就是兼项的问题，也就是这个也圣经上也用是 missionary 这个字 ministry 这个字呢，来提到八章到九章，事实上就是。The ministry to Jerusalem、哦、是谈到一个兼项，那个兼项啊，也用 ministry 这个字、哦、
Then in chapters
供给啦，供给用 ministry 这个字。
8 to 9, we see the ministry to the saints in Jerusalem, and this is the financial offering made to the church in Jerusalem.
那10到13章也用 ministry 这个字，就是。保罗对哥林多教的效力、啊、这个效力这个字也用 ministry 这个字
and then in chapters 10 to 13 it is also the ministry to the Corinthians by Paul where Paul exposes and explains his authority
那我们就开始谈到、啊、下个 slide 谈到为什么他会改变计划呢
so we mentioned why he changed his plan、
啊、其实他有无愧的良心
but we know that Paul has a clear conscience、
啊、他不是随便改变的啦
that he did not change his itinerary lightly
你不要误会我我常常改变所以我传的福音也常常改变
saying don't misunderstand thinking that my gospel changes lightly as well
实在是为了给你们更多的机会时间来悔改
but I did this to give you more time to spare you so that you have time for repentance
我们谈到啊他怕去他那边啊他们都没有悔改啦
we said that Paul was worried that when he went there he would find out that the Corinthians had not repented
下个 slide我们谈到无愧的良心
We mentioned the clear conscience
我们看到不轻易改变计划下个 slide
And also not lightly changing the original plan
我们来继续谈是为了要给他们时间悔改
And now we will continue talking about giving them time to repent
我们来看哥林多后书
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians
因为很多人没有到所以我特别再很简单的这样介绍
I will repeat this once again because many were not here
我这个 slide 也是一直在改，因为每次读都有不同的心得，所以一直改。所以你看到你跟你的那个讲义不一样，请你自己改。
Please know that I am constantly changing my slides because as I read the book, I have different thoughts and reflections, and I add them in. So if you see something that is not in your notes, please write it down.
来读第一章的二十三节。
Let's see chapter 1 verse 23.
我呼吁神给我的心做见证，我没有往哥林多去是为了宽容你们，主要是为了宽容。
So mainly I did not go there to spare you.
第二章第一节。
Chapter 2 verse 1.
我自己定了主意，再到你们那里去，必须大家没有忧愁。我如果去啊，你们没有悔改，我也忧愁。你们看到我不合你们的意，你们也忧愁啊，算了，等以后再去。
So if I go, I'll be sorrowful, and you'll be sorrowful too. So maybe we should wait for a lot of time so for us to meet.
第二节，倘若我叫你们忧愁，除了我叫那忧愁的人以外，谁能叫我快乐呢？我叫你们忧愁，是因为我写了一封信叫你们忧愁了。
I made you sorrowful out of a letter I wrote to you before.
所以我们看七章的第八节啊。
Let's see chapter 7 verse 8.
为什么保罗叫哥林多教会忧愁呢
？Let us see what is the reason for this sorrow.
七章八节
Chapter 7 verse 8
我先前写信叫你们忧愁七章八节我后来虽然懊悔如今却不懊悔因为我知道那信叫你们忧愁不过是暂时的所以保罗叫他们忧愁是因为写了一封信啊。
So the reason for the sorrow of the Corinthians was a letter written by Paul before
第二章的第二节
Chapter 2 verse 2
所以倘若我叫你们忧愁因为写了一封信除了我叫那忧愁的人以外，谁能叫我快乐呢？叫保罗忧愁的就是不悔改的人。
So those who made Paul sorrowful were the unrepentant.
如果那些不悔改的人继续不悔改，如果能够悔改，就能够叫保罗快乐了。
Then if those who did not repent would now repent, they would make Paul glad.
第三节
，verse three.
我曾把这事写给你们，恐怕我到的时候，应该叫我那些快乐的人，反倒叫我忧愁，因为没有悔改啊。
This is because they did not repent.
我深信你们众人都以我的快乐为自己的快乐。保罗这样深信了，当然，有的人不一定是这样想啊。
Now Paul believes that his joy is a joy shared by the members, but it might not be so in the eyes of others.
第四节谈到他这个多多流泪写信是显出他格外的疼爱。
In verse 4 it says that with the tears he shed writing the letter, he showed his love.
那我们再看第五节到第五节到第八节就是保罗说那个我们要原谅那些悔改的人
In verse 5 to 8, Paul encourages to forgive those who repented.
就是要选择原谅如果有人悔改的话。
So if someone repents, we choose to forgive.
第五节。
Verse 5.
若有叫人忧愁的他不但叫忧愁也叫你们众人有几分的忧愁。我说几分恐怕说得太重了。其实你们应该跟我一样快乐如果有人快乐你就跟我一样快乐了我深信了希望是这样了那如果有人叫我忧愁应该也叫你们忧愁有几分忧愁了我说几分恐怕有太重了为什么呢因为哥林多教会有些人还是不认同保罗的
So Paul says that I hope that my joy is your joy too and if someone grieves me it also grieves you and Paul says not to be too severe
我们来看一下第十章的第六节
Let's see chapter 10 verse 6
保罗在书信当中一直反映出有一个反对他的力量在教会里面
In this letter, Paul constantly makes an allusion of a force in the church against him.
所以你们会跟我一样忧愁有几分了但是我说有几分可能太重了因为其实你们有些人还是很硬心的啦
So when I say that your sorrow is to some extent as mine, this is because some of you are hardening your hearts.
十章的第六节
Chapter 10 verse 6
并且我已经预备好了等你们十分顺服的时候要责罚一切不顺服的人所以他们不是十分顺服的
So they're not completely obedient, we see
等到大家通通跟我站在一起的时候我们再来责罚那些不顺服的人
And when all of you are by my side we will punish those who are disobedient
所以你就知道说这个信里面都有一些弦外之音、
So you see that in Paul's heart there are motives besides what he says
我们看第二章的第六节
Let's see chapter 2, verse 6.
二章六节
2:6.
这样的人受了众人的责罚也就够了。第七节
7.
倒不如赦免他，安慰他，免得他忧愁太重，甚至沉沦了。第八节
8.
所以我劝你们向他显出坚定不移的爱心来。 所以当有人决定要悔改的时候呢，我们要选择原谅了。
So when we see that someone is choosing to repent, we should in consequence choose to forgive.
好，那免得呢，这些人呢，忧愁太重了。
And this way we can prevent that the affliction over these people is too severe.
啊，就会沉沦哦。
So that these people are destroyed or swallowed up.
啊，这是魔鬼的诡计啊。
This is the work of Satan.
好，我们看十一节。
Verse 11.
免得撒旦趁着机会胜过我们。因我们并非不晓得他的诡计，所以我们一直责备信徒，责备到他失去志气了。
So when we rebuke a member until they lose all self-confidence,
他们会自暴自弃。
Then they will feel totally disappointed,
不愿意回头。
And they will not be willing to turn back.
到最后真的被魔鬼打败了。
In the end, they will be defeated by Satan in this way.
所以要选择原谅。
So let's choose to forgive.
有的信徒做错事，然后教会又责备的时候呢，他有时候会想说：“哎呀，反正我已经黑了嘛，那不如更黑一点哦。”
So some members, when they do something wrong and they're rebuked by the church, they said, "If I'm wrong already, then I'll go down this path."
反正换一条律法就换重条了嘛。
Because if you commit one aspect of the law, you committed the whole law.
那我不如换重条，那不是更爽一点吗？
And if I committed the law, then it is easier for me if I just keep on doing this.
所以我们看到有些信徒真的这个换了第七戒他会再找另外一个再换第七戒。
So if a member commits the seventh commandment,
有的人会这样想
了。Some of them might think that they might find another person to commit the seventh commandment again.
那当然我们知道这个观念是错误的。
Of course, we know this type of mentality is wrong.
因为神要按照个人的行为报应个人。
Because God will reward or punish each one according to their deeds.
所以罪恶多的刑罚就更重。
Therefore, the more the evil, the more the punishment.
所以信徒做错应该要提醒。
So when the members have wrongdoings, we should remind them.
但是不要把人责备之后，不要把人吊在那里，要给他一条路走。
But after rebuking them, we should give them a path where they can walk, where they can escape.
我们教孩子也是一样。
The same thing applies when we bring up our children.
你一直骂，一直骂，骂到最后，他被晾在半空中，他不晓得往哪里走。
If you rebuke your children all day long, they don't know where to go.
那他就会自暴自弃。
And they will feel discouraged and disappointed.
所以在他们还有机会悔改的时候呢，我们要给他们机会悔改。
So then, when there is a chance of repentance, we should give our children this chance.
但是这种悔改也不是没有这种原谅不是没有原则的。
But this forgiveness is not totally unconditional.
它是在基督面前赦免的。
But rather, it is before the forgiveness of Christ.
我们来看第九节。
Let's see verse 9.
二章第九节
Chapter 2, verse 9.
为此我先前也写信给你们要试验你们看你们凡事顺不顺从这个不是顺从保罗是顺从真理跟基督了
This obedience here is not to Paul but to the truth and to Christ
你们已经有错我写信给你们你们会顺从基督吗
You committed this mistake in the past and I wrote to you Would you follow Christ this time?
第十节
Verse 10.
你们赦免谁我也赦免谁
Now whom you forgive anything I also forgive
我若有所赦免的，是在基督面前为你们赦免的。
For if indeed I have forgiven anything, I have forgiven that one for your sakes in the presence of Christ.
这里有一个很重要的字眼呢。
There is a key phrase over here.
赦免要在基督面前。
Which is in the presence of Christ.
什么叫在基督面前
？So what does it mean to forgive in the presence of Christ?
我们看马太福音十九章。
Let's see Matthew chapter 19.
马太福音十九章。
Matthew chapter 19.
十九章。
19.
十五节。
Chapter 19, verse 15.
我们请弟兄姐妹来念。来Paul请你读。十八章十五节。马太福音十八章十五节。
Sorry, Matthew chapter 18, verse 15.
16节。
16。
17节。
17。
若有弟兄得罪你，第十三节这个另外版本就是，如果有弟兄犯罪了，如果弟兄得罪你，你原谅他就好了。但如果有弟兄犯罪啊，有一个程序的。
Some versions say, "If your brother sins against you," some other versions say, "If your brother sins," and we see that there is a procedure to follow.
就是你要私底下指出他的错误来。
The first step is to point out his wrongdoings in private.
他悔改，你要原谅他。
And if he repents, you should forgive him.
如果他再不悔改，你要带人去两三个人见证。
If the brother does not repent, you should bring two or three witnesses with you.
他如果悔改，你要原谅他。
And again, if he repents, you should forgive him.
如果再不悔改的话，教会就把他赶出去。
If he refuses to hear, then the church will cast him out.
这个时候已经没有机会了呢。
And then there will be no more opportunity.
是不是？
Is it so?
你觉得呢？
What do you think?
已经把他当成外邦人跟税吏了。
Because he is seen as a Gentile and a tax collector.
所以当一个人有机会悔改的时候呢，我们真的要给他机会，人都会成长。
So when a person repents, we should give him the chance to, we should forgive him.
但是是在基督面前的赦免哦。
But this forgiveness, as we read, is in the presence of Christ.
所以这是我们的一个原则了哈。
This is the principle to which we hold on to.
其实我们工人工作啊，不是要辖制别人的信心啊，是要帮助别人的快乐。
Because our duty as workers is not to afflict others or limit the freedom of others or the faith of others, but give them joy.
我们一切所做的事情呢，是最后就是要让弟兄姐妹的信心得坚固了。
Everything we do is to strengthen the faith of our members.
我们看第一章的二十四节。
Let's see chapter 1, verse 24.
我们一章二十四节，哥林多后书一章二十四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24。
一章二十四节。
124。
我们并不是要管辖你们的信心，乃是要帮助你们的快乐，因为凭着信才站立得住。请读。
24. Not that we have dominion over your faith, but our fellow workers for your joy, for by faith you stand.
有时候我们说，哎，这个教会哦，怎么那么多规矩呢
？So we think, why are there so many rules and regulations in this church？
这个，你会觉得有点受约束的感觉。
Do you feel constrained and bound？
为什么保罗要管这么多哥林多教会的事情呢
？Why did Paul have to mingle within the affairs of the Corinth church？
他说，其实我们不是要管辖你们的信心，是要帮助你们的快乐。
And Paul says that we do not want to have dominion over your faith, but rather be workers for your joy.
有一次我们到一个外国的地方啊，那有三个人说要施洗。
And once I went to a country abroad, and there were three people who wanted to be baptized.
那当地的那个传给这三个人的人就说，不可以阻挡哦，你们没有资格阻挡人家受洗哦。
And the person who led these three people to church said, "You cannot oppose us."
这个受洗是好事啊。
Because baptism is a good thing, isn't it?
那我们是说，我们不是要管辖你们的信心的哦。
And I say that I don't want to have dominion over your faith.
我们是要帮助你们喜乐了。
But I want to help you in your joy.
受洗实在是两三分钟的事情而已啊。
Because baptism is something that takes two, maybe three minutes.
但是受洗之后又犯罪哦，那个刑罚是更重的。
But if you sin after you are baptized, then the punishment is more severe.
所以我们跟他谈是确定他以后在这条路上可以信仰路上可以走得更稳固。
So the reason we talk to them about this is so that they can walk on the heavenly path more stable in the future.
他们凭信心以后可以站立得稳。
By faith they will be able to stand strong in the future.
所以有时候我们这样子纠正人会让人家忧伤。
So when we correct people in this way, we might cause sorrow.
但是有时候这是必要的，因为这样子经历了这些呢当时虽然觉得难过，最后却会结出平安的果子。
But sometimes the sorrow is necessary because although it is painful at the moment, in the future it will give the fruit of peace.
小弟时常觉得做传道有一个挑战。
I often feel that being a pastor has a great challenge.
就是怎么样纠正 我们之间的错误。
Which is how to correct the errors we see in each other.
这要很多的祷告。
And we need much prayer.
要很多的智慧。
We need much wisdom.
有时候不得不讲。
Sometimes we cannot but say.
但是呢，不可以把它压断了。
But we cannot break the other party.
因为耶稣说，压伤的芦苇他也不折断。
Because Jesus says that he does not break the broken reed.
所以请你们也帮助我们祷告。
So let I ask you to pray for us.
让很多人可以因为得到纠正而悔改而得到喜乐。
So that many people, when they repent, they can turn back and have a joyful heart.
我们看下一个 slide。再来，所以保罗谈到说他为什么改变行程呢？
Next, Paul goes to explain why he changed his schedule.
现在就是改变行程到最后的结果是什么呢？
And he also talks about what is the consequence of this change.
那改变行程之后呢，他一样关心呢。
So after he changed his itinerary, he also cared for the church in Corinth.
我们来读二章的第十二节、十三节。
And let's see 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 and 13.
二章的十二节十三节。
Chapter 2, verse 12 and 13.
我从前为基督的缘故到了托罗亚，主也给我开了门。十三节。
13.
那是因为没有遇见兄弟提多，我心里不安，便慈悲那里的人往马其顿去了。我们一直讲这一句这一节，就是虽然在特罗亚呢，他有很多的圣工要做。
And we read this verse saying that Paul had much to do in Troas.
那心中还是很挂念哥林多教会，怎么提多都不到？我约好了提多要来特罗亚跟我见面的。
But he had arranged with Titus to meet in Troas, but Titus was not there.
本来可以大大方方的跑到哥林多教会去找提多了。
So originally he could just go to Corinth to find Titus.
但是我怕如果事情没有处理好，到那边大家彼此拍画面算了，就是到。北部一点，马其顿去等啊。
But he was afraid that if he went to Corinth and saw the problems remaining, both Paul and the church will be sorrowful.
所以他已经定了主意，再到他们那边去的时候，大家都没有忧愁了。
Because he had made this determination of returning to Corinth so that no one would be sorrowful.
所以你看雅各在讲哦，有时候主耶稣是等我们自己情愿啊，他不是。强迫我们对他的爱情呢。
So the book of Psalms tells us that sometimes Jesus is waiting for us to return to him rather than forcing us.
你们本来就不接纳我的，我一直贴，一直要贴着你们，这有什么意思呢？
Because you don't want to receive me and you deny me whenever I get near to you.
但是有一点我也觉得很有趣哦，这边特别提到说特罗亚主耶稣给他开门呢。
But there is an interesting point here as well. It is that Jesus opened the door in Troas.
就是说他在特罗亚传福音，可能有很多人要相信哦。
Maybe saying that many people wanted to believe when Paul preached in Troas.
但是在这个时刻，他还是去关怀哥林多教会。
But even at this time, he was thinking and worrying about the church in Corinth.
这告诉我们哦，宣道很重要。
This tells us that evangelism is very important.
但是牧养也不可以忽视哦。
But you cannot ignore the pastoral work either.
今年我们洗礼。去年我们洗礼今年这是 NCC 报告，我们报告洗礼95个，就是上个年度了。
In NCC there was a report saying that 95 new members were added during the last year.
所以我们的成长率是 4.14%， 我们有2000多位信徒。
And therefore the growth rate will be 4.1%.
但是你在看那个 active member 哦。
And this is only counting the active members.
No. 如果你再算 ，if you counted active member,
this is only if you counted the active members.
你会知道我们 active member 只有增加30多个人。
You will realize that under this statistic, there are only 30 new members.
30 new, 就是 active member 增加30多个人。
There are only 30 new active members.
那是什么意思？你洗了95个，然后呢，出席率。只增加30个，代表我们有60个人出去了，对不对？
So if 95 people were baptized, but there are only 30 new active members, it means that 60 something have been lost.
那我们到前面一直找羊来，后面羊一直溜走。
So we try to call the sheep on the front end, but on the back end, the sheep are escaping.
所以保罗啊，他很重视宣道哦，他也不忽略牧养。
So Paul on one hand emphasizes evangelism and on the other hand works with the pastoral work.
所以他还是特地的要跑到马其顿去等提多啊。
So he went especially to Macedonia to find Titus.
那这个在关怀的工作上面也是有很多的困难啊。
And there is much trouble and difficulty in the work of caring for the members.
我们来看第七章。
Let's see chapter 7.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
第五节。
Verse 5.
七章五节
Chapter 7, verse 5.
我们从前就是到了马其顿的时候，七章五节
Chapter 7, verse 5.
身体，就是谈到他到渡海到马其顿的情形呢。
Here Paul explains how he crossed the sea to Macedonia.
请你念英文
Verse 5. For indeed, when we came to Macedonia, our bodies had no rest.
这边中文想说身体不安宁，看起来好像他生病了。可是英文讲 no rest 就是。就好像很多传道讲的我们的 schedule 你看我好像一个干肉，一直蹬一直蹬安尼啦 ，no rest 啦。
When it says no rest, doesn't mean that they were sick, but that they were physically, very busy with the work.
好，真的呢，我看我们美国教很多传道人都像干肉一样，干肉中文怎么讲
？This is how I
陀螺啦，一直转，一直转，一直转。
This is how I see many of the workers in to Jesus Church in the United States. They're like top that spin without end.
所以身体不得安宁应该照英文就是没有休息了。
So when it says our bodies had no rest, means that they were physically tired.
那周围患难，外有征战，内有惧怕。
And then it says, but we were troubled on every side. Outside were conflicts, inside were fears.
他没有讲细节，我们实在很难猜了。
And without the details being explicitly mentioned, it is up to us to guess what Paul was talking about.
但是我们在这边可以分享一下，其实我们这些做宣道的工人呢，真的有时候也要适应一些环境上的困难呢。
But here we can mention and share that as people who evangelize, we have to get used to our surroundings and the environment.
这边提到说周围有患难嘛，我们到多米尼加去的时候有个那个接待我们的同龄，他就这样讲了。
When we went to the Dominican Republic, the person who picked us up said,
他说你们来的一个工人他每次到我们家都要穿黄蛋衣啊。
And there was a person who, when he or she received us in their home, had to wear pale clothes.
为什么呢？他说那个蚊子好像这个，就是那个弟兄那个同龄他的皮肤大概特别嫩特别好吃所以这个蚊子特别喜欢找他了。所以他要穿那个很厚很厚。他说他读圣经都是蚊帐弄起来，然后里面穿很厚，在里面读圣经这样子。
Actually, this person was dressed in a sort of bulletproof vest because of the mosquitoes.
这只是一个例子啦，就是有时候我们到外地去的确有一些周围的困难。
And this is just an example of how the environment poses a challenge in itself when we go out to preach.
那这边又提到说内有征战。
And then Paul says that he had conflicts on the outside.
里面有害怕。
And inside were fears.
保罗说教会的重担天天压在我身上。
Paul says the burden of the church is on my shoulders every day.
他真的很担心哥林多教会。
And he was worried about the church in Corinth.
那今天我们也有时候也很担心我们地方教会。
Today we are worried about our own local churches.
真的有时候有问题有时候魔鬼会各个击破，一一吞吃
And sometimes when the problems arise, Satan just eats us up one by one.
有时候担心教会的弟兄姐妹不够热心。
And sometimes the members who worry about the church are not zealous
enough. 我们担心弟兄姐妹不够热心
Our worry is that they are not zealous enough.
有时候又担心弟兄姐妹太过热心。
And sometimes we worry that they are overzealous.
不晓得你同不同意其实有些教会的问题是太过热心产生出来的。
I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. So churches, the problem is that people are too zealous.
不是热心本身不好
It is not that zeal itself is bad.
是它的方向不对又这么热心
But if the direction is wrong and you are so zealous about what you do,
这个真的很麻烦
then problems might be very serious.
因为很热心的人他会觉得说他有一个 conviction, 觉得教会应该这样走他会财会力一定要把教会结果教会可是一看你这个方向错误的呢，你越热心就会越乱呢，怎么办呢
Because zealous people often have a certain conviction. They believe that the church should head in a certain direction, and they go all for it with everything they have. But the problem is that the direction is not right.
所以弟兄姐妹，拜托你们以后继续来参加 NATS 好不好？
So brothers and sisters, please keep coming to NATS.
为什么我一直强调这个很重要呢？
And why do I keep on emphasizing this?
你想想看哦，我们传道，我常常觉得我们传道同工有一些。我们说在看事情的方向比较一样，不完全一样，但是比较一样。
Think about this: the preachers and the workers of the church often have a common view of the things happening in church.
因为我们就是感谢神了，我们更多的恩惠，有更多的训练。
Thank God we receive more grace and more training.
那有时候我们会觉得，不好意思这样讲了哈，有时候也会注意到一些再讲下去。真的有的人你会觉得方向不一样又很热心的时候你会就会想说怎么你不来训练一下呢训练一下可能你观念就会改变了啦
And no offense but sometimes when I see people being overzealous I would like to tell them why don't you come for a little training and you will be on the right path
不然你到地方教会去就换变成两个方向呢
Otherwise when you go to a local church you have to pursue two different directions
这个教会是分裂不是统一的。
This way the church is divided and there are no agreements.
所以你看哦，有时候越热心的人哦，他的遭遇的损失越大。
So notice this, sometimes the more zealous a person is, the greater their loss.
该隐如果不献祭，不会杀弟弟的。
If Cain did not make an offering, he would not have murdered Abel.
如果亚伦的两个儿子不去献祭，不会被天火烧死。
If the two sons of Aaron did not offer the sacrifice, they wouldn't have been burned by heavenly fire.
如果乌撒不去印那个约柜啊，也不会被神击打死。
If Uzzah had not touched the Ark of Covenant, he wouldn't have been stricken down by God.
所以热心是好。
So zeal in itself is good.
但是一定要真知识。
But it has to be guided by true wisdom.
如果你发觉到你的热心只是造成教会的分裂哦，方向不一样哦。请你再想一想。
If you see that your zeal is causing divisions within the church, then please think again.
这个是有时候是工人内有惧怕。
And sometimes there is fear within the workers.
这是保罗的心情。
This is what Paul felt.
那我们再看到呢，但是我们要记得教会有神。
But we need to remind ourselves that God is within the church.
所以神啊，常常会解决问题的。
And God himself oftentimes solves the problem.
神带来安慰。
And he brings the comfort.
我们来看第七章。
Let us see chapter 7.
第六节。
Verse 6.
到第七节。
Chapter 7, verse 6 to 7.
但那安慰上去之人的神借着提多来安慰了我们。第七节。
7.
他不但借着他来也借着他从你们所得的安慰安慰了我们。因他把你们想念、哀痛和向我的热心都告诉了我，叫我更加欢喜。这个保罗看到提多得到很多的安慰。
Paul was greatly comforted when he met Titus.
他觉得这是神带给他的安慰。
He felt that this comfort came from God.
首先，他第一个就是觉得说，怎么提多都不来了？提多都不来，终于来了。
First of all, he was anxious waiting for Titus day after day, and then Titus arrived.
提多不但来了，让我知道答案有个揭晓了，而且是好消息。
And not only he came and gave me the good news, but he also told me the problems were resolved.
这个好消息包括两方面。
And this good news has two aspects.
就是他们对真理顺从了。
The first is that they were obedient to the truth.
对你的想法也改。
And they also changed their mentality.
所以像保罗他心里就很喜乐。
So Paul was rejoicing because of this.
我们来看箴言十三章十二节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 23, verse 12.
13.
Sorry, Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12.
箴言十三章十二节。
Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12.
十三章十二节。
Chapter 13, verse 12.
十三章十二节。
Chapter 13, verse 12.
我们请 Sam, would you please read? 十三章十二节。
Chapter 13, verse 12.
Proverbs 我们在等一个事情啊，没有等到的时候呢，真的是令人忧心呐。
When we are waiting for something and the moment never comes, it makes us sick in the heart.
但是等到了呢，哇，高兴了，像生命树一样。
But when the moment comes, then we are joyful like the tree of life.
我什么时候对这几个经文最有感受，你知道吗？
And do you know what is what moves me most about this verse.
我在等绿卡的时候。
This is when I'm waiting for my green card.
所盼望的迟延未得，令人心忧啊！怎么绿卡都还不来呢
？Hope deferred makes the heart sick. When is my green card going to come?
当时的感觉是这样子的。这一节真的是谈到心里面去了。
And this is what really makes me think about when I read this verse.
那神带给保罗好消息啊
！God brought good news to Paul.
啊，借着提多带来的。
Through the presence of Titus.
但是有时候，有时候事情没有按照我们的想法成就，神也是会安慰人的。
Sometimes when God makes things happen in a way different from our thoughts, God will also bring comfort.
真的很奇妙，有时候有些灭亡之子啊，你本来不晓得他是灭亡之子啊，你很忧心这个人走错路了，你不知道，原来不知道他是灭亡之子的。
Sometimes, when you think that a person is walking on the right path, you originally didn't think that they were sons of perdition.
啊，你努力的一直叫呼唤他回来吧，回来吧。
So you call them to come back.
但是他不回来呢。
But they do not turn their back.
这个时候神怎么安慰你呢？
So how does God comfort you in such a situation?
有时候借着弟兄姐妹的安慰啊。
Will you receive the comfort from brothers and sisters?
我最近听到一个故事啊。
I heard a story lately.
我觉得我们的神真的是安慰人的神。
That tells that God is indeed the God who comforts us.
在一件事情没有发生的时候呢，一个姐妹啊，看做了一个梦。
Before something happened, a sister had a certain dream.
她说怎么看到一个弟兄哦，背着背包，一直往前走，一直往前走。
And in this dream, a brother was carrying a bag and walking forwards.
一直叫他回来，你回来，你回来。
And the sister was calling on the brother, say, "Come back, return."
他不回头呢。
But the brother just kept on walking.
一直走，一直走。
He just walked with his back at her.
那是在事情发生之前，他做了一个梦。那发生之后，他就把这个梦啊告诉那个工人了。
And after the incident occurred, she told the dream to a church worker.
啊，真的，这个本来这个很热心的这个背着背包往前走这个人呢、啊，后来真的没有回头啊，到如今还没有回头了哈。
And until this day, this person who was originally very zealous for the church, who walked with the bag in the dream, has not come back to church.
那这也是一种安慰啊，因为有时候你真的很忧心啊，为什么以前这样子热心的人、讲道理的人、带领教会的人，会这样子呢？
You can
interpret
this as God's comfort because you think, how is it that a person that worked for God does this kind of thing?
但是神真的是安慰人的神。
But indeed, God comforts us.
那这个在这件事情之后呢，保罗啊，对哥林多教会啊，这个啊，在安慰之后呢，他有几个感想呢
？And after he was comforted by the situation in Corinth, Paul had several thoughts.
第一个感想就是说，虽然你纠正人家会暂时带来忧愁哦，但是该纠正的还是要纠正，因为呢，这只是一个阵痛啊，最后还是。
His first conclusion is that when you rebuke someone, it will bring sorrow, but in the end, it will bring a good result.
我们看七章的第八节，哥林多后书七章第八节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 8.
七章八节。
Chapter 7, verse 8.
来，John Huang， 请你读。所以那个忧愁只是暂时的啦。
Therefore, this sorrow, this regret is only temporary.
所以有 tumor 还是要割啦。
If you see a tumor, it needs to be cut off.
该讲的还是要讲。
And what needs to be said needs to be said.
该痛的还是要让它痛。
What needs to ache, let it ache.
不要怕人。
Don't fear man.
只要怕神啊。
Only fear God.
所以有时候我们要有这种道德勇气啦。
This is how we should have this kind of moral conviction.
对的，你做啊，神会帮你背书了。
If you do what you consider right, then God will back you up.
当然，在我觉得纠正之前哦，你要有很多的祷告，求神给你智慧。
But I think that before you correct someone, you should ask for God's wisdom.
那最后主耶稣会为你负责。
And in the end, Jesus will be the one responsible.
那再来就是。纠正的一个忧愁呢，会产生懊悔了，没有懊悔的懊悔来了。
Next, that if after rebuking, the result is the heart of repentance. Let's see chapter 7, verse 9. Chapter 7, verse 9.
Albert, would you please read?
Albert, can you read chapter 7, verse 9? It says here that Paul is rejoicing not over the sorrow of the person, but rather the repentance that was brought out of that sorrow.
所以圣经上讲,患难中,在患难中我们要思想。
And the Bible says that in time of trouble, we should reflect.
那我一个人思想,他会想通啊。
And when we meditate, we will think about, we will have a clearer understanding of the matter at hand.
那我们就会改进,生命就会改进。
And this is how we will have a change in our lives.
所以如果有人纠正我们,我们真的去想一想,好不好?
Therefore, if someone corrects us, let us meditate and think about the words we hear.
没有困难,
sometimes without trouble, we do not think about things.
我常常觉得没有困难的时候,我们听道理都是用一个耳朵在听。
And I feel that when we are not facing any trouble, when we hear the truth, we hear with only one ear open.
我常常注意到,经历困难的人,他每次听道理,他常常是坐在椅子的最前面, sit at the edge of the seat, 就是他。
And I can see that when a person is troubled and comes to service, they sit at the edge of the pew, leaning forward to hear what does God want to tell me.
所以有困难哭过的人哦，才会用两个耳朵去听道理了。So
people who have gone through trouble and suffering will hear the truth with all attention.
我请问诸位哈，约瑟什么时候开始会解梦？
So I ask you, when is it that Joseph started to be able to decipher dreams? It was when he was in jail. Does the Bible record he deciphering any dreams before he was put into prison? It doesn't say that he was able to interpret dreams. So I think to myself,
其实我们人很多这种神给你的恩赐跟 potential 很小的时候就给你了。God
gave you your potential and your gifts when you were young.
那常常是在你最深层的时候，生命当中最低潮的时候，你去思想，你就悟到说，哦，原来我有这些经历是有意义的。And
oftentimes when you're at the rock bottom of your life, you realize that all of this was for a purpose.
开始想他自己的生命的过程。
And you start to think about your life.
年轻时候所做的梦。
And you think about the dreams you had as a youth.
他突然之间神给他智慧可以解梦了。
And then it is in this way that Joseph has this talent and ability to interpret dreams.
所以有时候忧愁，遇到困难忧愁，其实有时候是让我们一个进步的一个动力了。
And sometimes the anguish and the pain we feel when we first face trouble is a driving force.
那当然，保罗这边另外一个在这个事件之后，他另外一个感受就是，其实属世的忧愁跟属灵的忧愁是不一样的。
Another of Paul's conclusion after this is that godly sorrow is different from worldly sorrow.
我们来读第九节读过了哈，第十节。Let
us read
第十一节。10 and 11。
十节十一节。
开户兄，请你读。大声一点。为什么？没有眼镜啊？看不到。哎呀，你跟我一样。来，请读第十节。
Verse 10。这个如果按照如果忧愁事项的事情啊，最后的结局就是死。We see that if you worry about the wrong things, then the end result is death.
你看那个社会新闻哦，很多人烧炭自杀，为什么？
When you see the news, you see many people committing suicide.
他们把这个孩子小小的也抓来啊，然后最后大家都烧炭自杀。
And some people go and catch the little kids, and they all died by incinerating them.
你看到我们美国的社会新闻，有的人被 lay off， 拿一根枪到公司里面去杀人，为什么？
And then you see also news that in the United States, after our employee is laid off, he goes into the office and kills everyone.
因为他很忧愁啊。
The reason is that they have the sorrow.
所以世上的忧愁真的是叫人死。
So really, worldly sorrow leads to death.
所以我们不要为吃什么、喝什么、穿什么来忧愁。
So let us not worry about what to eat, what to drink, and what to be clothed with.
如果你有忧愁，你要想你的灵性到底有什么缺失啊。
If you are sorrowful, you should think what you are lacking in your spirituality.
这样子到最后我们就会能够洁净自己啊，像这里所说的啊，都是表明自己是洁净的。我们如果按照神的意思，忧愁就是为我们的灵性在忧愁啊。我们到最后真的会得到洁净。
Then according to this verse, we will be cleansed if we have this godly sorrow.
所以你们在这次来 NATS 你有没有拿刀插你的心呢
？So in this NATS, I ask you, have you stabbed your heart?
你要为自己的就忧愁，你就会在忧愁之后生出喜乐来。你要真的是拿一支刀插一插你的心呢、啊？
You have to really stab your heart so that your spirituality can be sorrowful and there might be good result.
有的人说哇这个我每次来教会、哦、都有罪恶感了最好不要来、哎、
And some people say when I go to church I feel guilty and sinful so I don't want to go.
所以越上教会 depress 越大因为呢教会都跟我讲你要拿刀插自己。
And the more I go to church the more I get depressed because the church tells me that I should be stabbing myself.
其实不会啦你来教会绝对不会 depress 啦。
But really, it's not so.
就是不会因为人家提醒你要悔改而 depress， 不会因为这个原因来 depress 啦。
Your depression will not come out of people telling you to repent.
悔改本身真的自我反省哦，跟神之间没有阻碍了，神的灵临到，那是一个最大喜乐的来源。
And when you meditate and think about yourself and reflect, then you will remove the obstacle between you and God. And when the Spirit comes.You will be joyful without end.
所以保罗的结论、就是在这件事情的结论就是真的我们要为罪忧愁为我们的不义来忧愁
So Paul's conclusion is that we should be sorrowful about our sins and our iniquities.
那最后一个他一个在这个事件之后呢他也谈到说我们在纠正、不是对人我们而是不是针对那个我就是我们在谈我们在讲道理的时候呢我们看到一个问题哦你不是怎么讲是为了表明你的关爱不是应该讲对事应该是对事不对人啊、
Thirdly, Paul mentions that whenever we correct something, it is really we're correcting a matter and not the person.
那我们来读一下第七章的十二节。
Let's turn to chapter 7, verse 12.
第七章十二节。
Chapter 7, verse 12.
Sam, 请你读。另外一个 Samuel, 你读过了吗？对不对？谢谢你。Samuel 6, please. 中文好了。这一节哈，如果你读英文的翻译跟中文不太一样。
Your version might differ from the meaning of this verse.
他说另外一个版本是说哈，最后一句话乃是要在神面前把你们顾认我们的热心表明出来。另外一个版本是说乃是要把我们对你们的热心表明出来了。你读英文。
New King James Version says.The last part says, but our care for you in the sight of God might appear to you.
Our care for you 嘛，对不对？这里中文是说你们顾念我们的热心嘛，那英文是说我们顾念你们的热心嘛。
Some versions say that the care
对不对?
is actually from the believers to Paul rather than the other way around.
那我是比较喜欢英文的翻译。
And I like the verse that says, our care to you, the members.
我写这封信哦，不是针对那些受伤害的啦，也不是针对那些伤害人的，我不是对人啦。
So I wrote the letter not to those who were afflicted.
而是要把我对你的关心表达出来，把真理彰显出来。
But in order to expose the truth and show my care to you.
啊，这是在神面前所做的，我对你的关心呢，借着真理表达出来，不是针对，这是某某人，你要改。而是说教会有这个现象，教会到底是这样讲，所以我们要来检讨。
So I do not write to point out who is wrong, but rather to show my care so that you can know what should be changed within the church.
这是我是这样解读的，不想你觉得怎么样。
This is my interpretation.
我们因为什么这样讲？因为我们有时候听道理，有时候会对号入座，你知道吗？
So sometimes, the reason I said this is that sometimes we get our target wrong when we talk about the truth.
每次我们在听讲台讲，哇，今天传道就是在骂我了。
Sometimes we think today the preacher is just rebuking me.
昨天我才骂老婆，今天就说，这个听不大丈夫，怕不低高夫。这个疼老婆是大丈夫，这个不疼老婆是猪狗牛。哎，啊，其实传道根本不知道你昨天打老婆啊。
But really, when the preacher speaks, he doesn't know what you did. It is you who feel that he's addressing you.
所以这封信不是为了那个被欺负的或者欺负的人，是把那个我对你们的关心哦表达出来而已，把那个真理彰显出来。说真的，神的话是这样子，我们大家都要检讨检讨。
So my purpose is not to rebuke anyone when I speak, but rather to show my care so that we can all reflect and see what needs to be changed.
我们一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen.